Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. One of the defining characteristics about the new reality under COVID-19 is everything is constantly changing. Press conferences from leaders and health officials are daily touchstones. Announcements from local officials flag the tweaks being made to battle the pandemic and keep people safe and healthy. Peeling back those changes presents an unfolding story of how our community is being reshaped. Today's stories are snapshots of those moving sands. The first story looks at two of the smaller communities in Northumberland and the response of local retailers to the reopening of the local economy. Jerry Hamilton, manager of the Brighton and Cramie Chamber of Commerce, shares the efforts being made to support entrepreneurs as they face the challenges of reopening in their own unique world. The other story is another unique world. For those who are homeless, Transition House is the only refuge in Northumberland County. It provides emergency shelter for those who have nowhere else to go. The board of directors held their annual general meeting recently to outline a 5-year strategic plan. Ann Newman, Executive Director of Transition House, will talk about the challenges the shelter is facing both now and the days ahead. So let's begin with my phone conversation with Sherry Hamilton, Manager of the Brighton Cramie Chamber of Commerce. I am very pleased to welcome to Consider This today, Sherry Hamilton, Manager of the Brighton Cramie Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to Consider This.
Thank you, Robert. It's good to be here. Appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today.
How would you characterize the state of business in Brighton and Cramie Township currently?
Well, I think it's very similar to business everywhere. Things are very much different than they would have been a year ago or even 6 months ago. People in the business community are, well, I think I heard a flight attendant say it best. You know, they're trying to put on their own oxygen mask to make sure that they're doing the right things to help customers feel comfortable to come back out into the community and support the local economy. I think it's fair to say that that's happening in both of our communities. Things have changed. It's a struggle.
How have things changed? Can you give us some examples?
Well, I think the biggest thing that has changed and remains, and it isn't going to go away anytime soon, is the fear that is being felt by society in general. The fear of what is the right thing to do and is it safe for me to go out into the community? And it's mostly the fear, I would say, from the unknown.
So when you look at all your members, how many are open or doing business and how many are not?
Okay, well, I can't give you exact numbers of which businesses are open and which are not. But what I can tell you is that there's a whole variety of solutions being employed out there. I think it would be fair to say that the most successful businesses at this point are the ones that have been able to pivot to the new reality, which is making their product accessible online, setting up curbside pickups so that people can access the product without feeling like they have to go into the stores. And what I see of that is that's the way the future is going to be. And so I think from a chamber perspective, what we're looking for, what this chamber has been working for, is cooperation and collaboration between all levels of our support systems. I'm talking municipal, provincial, federal. What we would like to see, because we're very aware that budgets are tight everywhere, we would like to see no duplication between the partners. So if somebody's already doing this project, then let's try to do something that enhances it. And we are asking our partners to provide a comprehensive program that has like a bouquet of solutions so that businesses can look at what the options are and figure out what will work best for them. They're unique. Everything's unique. So there isn't one pat answer to solve this whole situation.
Well, now that we're talking about that, I'm aware of the fact that Brighton Council has been exploring various options. And I know the Chamber has asked about getting assistance in for an idea around an open-air mall and the expansion of some patios. Can you bring us up to date on those initiatives?
I can, yes. The open-air mall is actually a municipal initiative. And when that idea was first brought to us for support, we support initiatives. Let's try anything is basically, if this looks like something that might attract people to the downtown, we're not talking about crowds, we're just talking about drawing attention to the downtown and offering it in a way that is safe. So I'm not 100% sure where they are with that initiative at this point, but I can tell you that the Chamber supports the idea. Now, I know when it was initially brought to us as an idea, the thinking was that perhaps they would be closing down the main street on Saturdays throughout the summer months. And as you can imagine, like all of the communities in Northumberland County, the downtown area of Brighton is also a county road. So closing that road every Saturday throughout the summer might have been a logistical nightmare. But I know that they're still talking about doing something in that direction, possibly once, or maybe, you know, if it's successful, we can try it again. My understanding is that it's still being considered and they're looking at all of the ways to do it. And they were also planning to close one of the side streets, which would have allowed businesses that don't exist in the downtown core to have space as well, if they wanted to bring their product there, to offer it to the public. So, the whole idea of it makes sense. Let's try it. We'll see where it goes. That is actually an initiative that's going to be moved forward by the municipality with support from the business community, should they do it. Mm-hmm. The idea of the restaurant patios, yeah, we the Chamber sent a letter to both of our municipal councils. We haven't heard back from Crammy yet, but I have seen some patios opening up in Crammy. So our suggestion to both the municipalities was create a bylaw that will allow our restaurants to have more outdoor space so that they can serve customers in a socially distanced way during these months where we're actually able to be outside. With no solution in sight for this virus, it's clear that when we head into the fall months and things have to move indoors, it's going to be incredibly more difficult. So anything that we can do to support, particularly our restaurant industry, we find that industry is probably, of all the tourism sector, which is very hard hit, our restaurants are also very hard hit by what's going on right now. These closures have been difficult for them. So if we can do something as a community that will allow them to meet their expenses so that they can survive, basically. And we're getting, Brighton is actually going to be discussing that this week. As far as I know, we're expecting a bylaw to move forward, and that will allow businesses to then apply to expand their patios. But we think it's a good idea. We think it's a simple way for us to assist that segment of our business community.
I know that during the debates at council, when they were discussing these ideas, there were a lot of concerns raised. You mentioned one being, of course, the shutting down of the roads. Another one was access to all business. But another one that seems to be cropping up is people's fears around others from outside the region, outside the Brighton, Crammy area, coming in and attracting people from outside and the possibility of the spread of the virus. How do you see those kinds of concerns being addressed to allay those fears?
Right. Very, very big time fear and concerns. I think it all stems back to the same issue, the fear of the unknown. We're all in that we don't know, you can't see this virus, we don't know where it is. And in fact, Destination Ontario has been doing surveys of the public since the beginning, and you can see the numbers shifting. The fear is not reducing. Something in the neighborhood of 40% of Ontarians are experiencing increased anxiety when they hear their community advertised. They don't want their community advertised to tourists. So yeah, I think it's all a big fear of the unknown, because we don't know where that virus is. And so I think people are naturally, they're afraid of having many people come into the community. And I think we have to go back to public health concerns and the measures that they've given us to create barriers that will protect us.
So that's interesting you say that, because when I interviewed the Northumberland County Economic Development people, they had made a number of recommendations. And one of the things that they are recommending is that there should be a countywide requirement for people to wear masks in public spaces and when they're in places of business or they're in any enclosed space. Do you support the idea of either Brighton or Cramie or both creating mandatory bylaws that people wear masks when in public space?
So the question of do we want to mandate it, I don't know if mandating it and creating a bylaw is the right way to go. I think the only way as a society that we really get compliance is if people understand that what they're doing with their mask on is protecting others. So wearing a mask is actually a kindness thing. It's not a legal thing.
I'd like to ask you now about Cramie Township. I know that it's looking at developing a Main Street marketing plan for a number of years now, and it just recently debated the use of an $80,000 to upgrade the downtown in Colborne. I want to know from a chamber perspective, is this a good use of resources, or should it be going to a marketing strategy in your mind?
That's a really good question, Robert. The issue of the downtown core and upgrades to the streetscape came up years ago when the chamber did the first impression study for the community, where we did an exchange with, I can't remember the name of the community, Kennington, the exchange with Kennington. And that was one of the key things that came up, was the need, the beautiful streetscape that was possible there, and it was being overlooked. I think they have limitations on how they're able to use that money, and perhaps this is one of the ways that they're able to use that money. Do they need a marketing plan for the businesses downtown? Probably that is also a need. How they go about doing that and what ends up happening with the $80,000, I don't know. I think they do need to do some improvements to the streetscape. I'm not going to disagree with their decision to do that. But the downtown core has changed considerably in the last few years, and they've got a critical mass of antique dealers down there. Lots of reasons to celebrate downtown Colborne, for sure.
That's something I wanted to ask you about, too, because I know that the current mayor has been very vocal in saying that Colborne needs to do more about marketing its downtown and trying to attract people. What role is the chamber playing in working with the municipality to heighten awareness around the downtown of Colborne and marketing it to a larger audience?
Well, in the current climate, what we see is it's warm outside right now. People can be outside. We're out and about. It's going to cool off in the fall. The virus isn't going to go away. So we see, in line with the recommendations that came from the recovery task force at the county, that e-marketing is going to become a big tool for businesses to reach their customers. And so the chamber is looking at doing a hyper-local marketplace. So instead of each individual business being seen online, it's more like a mall. So if you go to the hyper-local marketplace for Brighton Cramie, our vision is that you would see the business that you're looking for and all the other businesses that are near them. And it's we see cooperation and collaboration as key to success moving forward. Businesses need to work together. This is something that chambers have always done. In fact, the county's recovery task force was a result of the four chambers of Northumberland working together and saying, this is what we need. We need to focus as a county, and the resources are at the county level. So that's where we want to see that movement happening. We're pleased that that's happening. The task force still exists. They continue their work moving forward. We see our component with that as promoting Brighton Cramie, and we see the hyper-local marketplace as a really good tool for collective cooperative effort. It's the businesses that pivoted and developed e-commerce on their own websites are being successful. We know that. Their sales are up over last year. They're doing very well. Things are good for businesses that have pivoted to the new reality. Not every business has $10,000 to do that at this point in time, which is the reason that we have come up with the idea of the hyper-local marketplace. It allows a business to get in for as little as $100 a month. They can have an e-commerce website that will be promoted by the collective within that marketplace.
And when will we see this being launched?
We are finishing off the paperwork. I'm hoping to receive the documents this week, and they'll go to my board for approval. And so I expect that once we receive the documents from our site developer, I'll be able to get approval from my board of directors, hopefully this week. My goal, my personal goal, and I'm ambitious, is that we would be launching this by the end of September.
Now, will this be for both Brighton and Cramie?
Yes.
Okay, and will be one site for both the municipalities, or will it be two separate sites?
One site. As you can understand, we're very small. With both communities involved in the site, we're confident that we're going to have a good exposure.
Now, we've been seeing a lot of innovation and creativity in businesses as they respond to the current situation. Can you provide us with maybe one or two examples of what businesses are doing in your area to meet these challenges?
I guess I could give you one example with the Quick Brown Fox in Brighton. She is an art supply store, and early this spring decided to also become an ice cream shop. So she purchased the equipment from one of the businesses that was leaving town, and she's opened an ice cream shop at the back of her store. So people can access it from outside, and she's hired students to work for the summer so people can come and get ice cream. And it's just another revenue stream for her that she wouldn't have had before.
Is there enough support from the various levels of government coming to local businesses? And if not, where do you think it could improve?
Oh, wow, great questions, Robert. I think that if we're not grateful as Canadians at this point, then we need to open our eyes and see just how fortunate we are that we have a federal government that acted quickly. There's no question that they're taking on debt. We're all taking on debt. That's happening. It's unavoidable if we're going to survive. I think the federal government did a fabulous job with the whole array of programs, and they continue to come out with programs. I think they are listening to us, and definitely there are people who fell through the cracks. I'm not 100% sure what else could be done, because the businesses that don't forget the fit into the programs that are currently available. And in terms of the provincial government, well, there hasn't been any direct funding provided that I'm aware of. Digital Main Street will provide some funding, and we can see through our program with the Hyperlocal Marketplace, how some of the components of that program are going to be beneficial to our local businesses. There is funding available if you want to develop your website into an e-commerce site. And we see that as a huge benefit to the local businesses. I think it's important that we do it safely, and we like the fact that they're paying attention to that. And in terms of municipal support, we've seen our municipalities defer taxes. And I mean, one of the big boondoggles, of course, has been the rent relief fund, because landlords don't see any benefit in it for themselves. And so people who are renting are having trouble getting any kind of rent relief. That is a problem. And I think they're still looking at that at the government levels.
Do you think we're going to see some businesses go under as a result of what's taking place?
Yes, I do. And I think we already have. I mean, some businesses have already made the decision that they're going to close their doors. I think there are a lot of businesses that are still at risk. And I think it's just the nature of an entrepreneur to want to keep going. They are in business because they have a passion for what they're doing most of the time. That's what it is. People get into business because they have a passion for what they're doing, and they will stay till the 11th hour, most of them. So whatever we can do to assist them in survival, what I would suggest to any business that might be experiencing difficulty and considering closing their doors, reach out first. Reach out and see if there's anything that we or any of our partners, we partner at all levels of government, and we partner specifically with all of the other chambers in the region. So if there's anything that you think we might be able to do to help, we would like the opportunity to try to help you.
What's next then for the chamber?
We're very focused on the Hyperlocal Marketplace at this point. And in terms of offering future support for our business community, we see that as something that we need to stay focused on and get up and running as quickly as possible. And then the other thing that we're quite focused on, because this was happening when they closed the schools on March 13th, we had already closed nominations for our Business Achievement Awards, and we had our nominees submit their applications, and our judges had actually made the decisions. The trophies were about to be engraved when this all happened. So we still want to have that celebration. That's a big thing that we're trying to plan for this summer. And then, of course, always important is to continue to work with our partners and support the work that they do and share what we're doing, so that, again, we want to be cooperating, we want to be collaborative, but we don't want to be duplicating. There's no place anymore where there's a big budget. Everyone's working on a shoestring, so we really need to make sure that we're doing things that complement, so that it can be more successful.
Sherry Hamilton, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Robert. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
That was Sherry Hamilton, manager of the Brighton Cranston. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.